Let's go to Psalm 83:1. We have some things to do today, and we are going to get them done in the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we had a good week. We went to see the leaves up in New Hampshire. We went through Connecticut and Vermont and Massachusetts, all those, you know, to get up there. And it was really pretty up there. We went to the White Mountains. So it was a blessing. Yes. And we got a lot of spiritual things done as well. Amen. Psalm 83:1, are you there? This is going to take a little while. We're going to read it all. Do not keep silent, O God. Do not hold your peace. And do not be still, O God. For behold, your enemies make a tumult. And those who hate you have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against your people and consulted together against your sheltered ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more. For they have consulted together with one consent. They form a confederacy against you. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagrites, Gebel, Ammon, Amalek, Philistia, with the inhabitants of Tyre. Assyria has also joined with them. They have helped the children of Lot, Selah. Deal with them as with Midian, as with Sisera, as with Jabin at the brook Kishon, who perished at Endor, who became as a refuse on the earth. You know what that means? Yeah. Dung. Make their bodies like Oreb and like Zeb. Yes, their princes like Zeba and Zalmunna. Who said, let us take for ourselves the pastures of God for a possession. Oh my God, make them like the whirling dust, like the chaff before the wind. As the fire burns the woods and the flame sets the mountains on fire, so pursue them with your tempest and frighten them with your storm. Fill their faces with shame that they may seek your name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and dismayed forever. Yes, let them be put to shame and perish. And that they may know that you, whose name alone is the Lord, and that's Jehovah, are the Most High over all the earth. Now go over to Psalm 91:1. Psalm 94:1. Okay. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs. Now, in the Hebrew written there, there is actually the name of God that calls him the God of vengeance. Okay, so, to whom vengeance belongs, shine forth. Rise up, O God of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked triumph? They utter speech and speak insolent things. All the workers of iniquity boast in themselves. They break in pieces your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and the murder the fatherless. They say the Lord does not see, nor does the God of Jacob understand. Understand, you senseless among the people, and you fools, when will you be wise? He who planted the ear, shall he not hear? He who formed the eye, shall he not see? He who instructs the nations, shall he not correct? He who teaches man knowledge? The Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are futile. Blessed is the man whom you instruct, O Lord, and teach out of your law, that you may give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, nor will he forsake his inheritance. Do you get that?
Yes.
But judgment will return to the righteous, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul would soon have settled in silence. If I say my foot slips, your mercy, your hesed, covenant power, covenant love, will hold me up. In the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity which devises evil by law have fellowship with you? They gather together against the life of the righteous and condemn innocent blood. But the Lord has been my defense and my God, the rock of my refuge. He has brought on them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their wickedness. The Lord our God shall cut them off. Amen. Now, I think that we all know, we all understand that we're living in perilous times. You know that. I know you've probably seen the news or talked to someone and you know what's going on. We do have what the Bible calls wars and rumors of wars. And we have yet to see where these wars that are happening right now will be on the timeline of things to come. But there's one thing we do know for sure. We are in the end of days.
Yes.
And we have been in a time of change. And I just announced to you today that we are now in a time of rapid change.
Yes.
Rapid change. There are too many signs on the world stage to just ignore what's happening.
Right.
We are in a time of rapid change. And so we're in the Great Awakening. And you're like, well, where is it? Well, get some knowledge, get some information. It's happening. People are coming to Jesus by the thousands right now. People are coming into the kingdom right now. Amen. And that's only going to increase. All of the gifts of the Spirit are about to increase. They're released. The gifts of the Spirit are not just for the preachers and the fivefold. They're for the people. The people are to flow in the gifts. And you're going to see those gifts work at 100%, the highest level they've ever worked on the earth. It is beginning to happen. You're going to see it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So we are in the birth pains of great tribulation. So how long is it before Jesus returns? There's a lot of people that ask that question. They haven't read the Bible, you know, but then those who have read the Bible are asking. Well, I'll tell you this. The Father knows.
Yeah.
Jesus doesn't know when he's returning, because if he did, he'd tell us. But the Father knows. So if it's a few years, we need to keep our lamps filled. And if it's 100 years, we need to keep our lamps filled. Here's the question on the minds of the people. I know that everyone has thought about this. Why was Israel caught off guard? What happened? Well, two things. Number one, division due to politics. People were out demonstrating in the streets and they were battling over political and government things. Church, division is a dangerous thing, particularly for us. Jesus said a kingdom divided will not stand. We need to protect ourselves from division. We need to be in unity. Amen. The good news is this. As soon as those attacks happened in Israel, all of the people of Israel got together in unity. All the guys on the other side of they just got together in unity.
Yeah.
Kind of like what happened in 9/11.
Yeah.
Everybody dropped all their stuff and just got together.
Yeah.
And stood for the country. Well, that's what Israel did. Even there were people actually saying, I'm not going up. I'm not going to fight. You know, I'm not going to do my soldier duties. They were all blah, 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 blah. But when this happened, they all went up. In fact, civilians went up. In fact, people have gone over there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
The second thing that happened is there were some cyber attacks. And I don't really have much information about that, but I know that we'll be filled in as we go. Church, Israel's been at war many times, and a lot of people could just sit back and say, well, you know, here they go again. Here they go again. But let me just tell you this. If you read the names of the challengers that challenged Israel, in fact, Deb has a T-shirt that has the names of the groups of people, the countries, the nations that challenged Israel, and they're no more. They don't exist anymore. They're gone. That ought to tell you something right there. They don't exist. Some of the names that we see scripturally that were used back in the prophecies and in the Old Testament still represent some of the people that come against Israel today. For example, a Philistine, that's Palestine. That's what they actually are. Persia would be Iran. And then, you know, we could go on and on with that, but you probably learned some of that when you learned about the Ezekiel wars. So we can talk about that at another time. So the question is this another war, or is this a war prophesied about the end of times then? We want to know, how close are we in there? What's really going on? What is this war? Well, I'll tell you what we do know. We do know that the big enemies of Israel are Russia, China, and Iran. Okay? Now, Iran backs Hamas. So we're yet to see what will come on the scene concerning this, if this is going to go on. But we will see shortly. And I will tell you this, as far as these terrorists, and that's what they are, make no bones about it. They're not people who got kicked out of their own place and Israel's been mean to them. That is not the truth. They'll be taken care of. God has a covenant with Israel. Israel's enemies are God's enemies. Amen. The God of vengeance is rising up. But where are we in time? Well, we're in the time of the judgment of nations. Now, the judgment of nations is about how nations treat Israel. Did you know that? So, you know, you're like, well, America's being judged for... Well, every nation, every people, they reap a harvest from their sin. You know, there's a scripture that says the wages of sin is death. Yeah. Thank God for the gift of God that gave us eternal life, right? Jesus has paid for us. But as a nation, there's things that happen in the nation due to strongholds and things that go on in a nation. You know, you've seen it here in America. Mm-hmm. You can't continue to kill babies and not bring something on. Right. Yeah. Amen. And that's exactly how I feel about it. And it's the truth. So, but the church is praying. The church has repented. The church has declared their righteousness. And we are declaring the great awakening of God. Yes. We know what to do. We prayed. We've gotten unified. So many Christians are praying together and flowing together. But there's still the stand with Israel. And sometimes America has done well, and sometimes we haven't. And some of you are too young to know these things, but some of us have watched over the years when there's been certain American heads that have spoken things. We've had some backlashes.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
But right now, we're standing with them. Thank Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So that's a good thing. But nations will be judged. You know, sheep nations, goat nations. You've heard the term sheep and goat. Well, sheep nations treat Israel well. They're on their side. Amen. And so there's the judgment of the nations, and we're seeing that come to pass right now. Now, in case you're new, or you need to help somebody with this. God promised the land to Israel a long time ago. Did he?
Yes, he did.
It's written in the book. You can go find it in the book. Mm-hmm. All of it. He promised all of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He gave it to Abraham. Then, you know, Abraham had two sons.
Yeah.
Okay. The promise came down through Isaac. But there's a whole religion out there who thinks it belongs to Ishmael. Okay? Well, then Isaac had who? Jacob. And Jacob had 12 sons. God changed Jacob's name to Israel. Remember that? You know your Bible. Okay? So the sons become the 12 tribes of Israel. I'm just helping somebody who's new. Walk with me. So they're in the land, but at the time there was a famine in Joseph's time. So Joe gets them all moved to Egypt. So the 12 tribes get into Egypt and they grow and grow and grow and grow until they make Pharaoh nervous. He enslaves them. Then comes Moshe on the scene. Moses, he comes on the scene. And God, through Moses, delivers Israel to march across the wilderness and go back into Canaan, or go into the promised land that belonged to them. That's the story right there. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the story. Amen. Yeah. So all of the peoples of Ishmael didn't do that. All of the people of Esau didn't do that. He became what we call Edom. And so the land belongs to Israel. Now, when they go into the land, people had taken over. Giants, there were giants, and the Canaanites, and beasts, and all kinds of things in there. And so little by little, they had to take the land. But it was promised to them.
Right.
Well, time passes, and they're in there. And they do things against the Lord. They drop him and just do things. You know, they get into humanism, all kinds of things, other gods and things. And so what happens is something called the diaspora, or the diaspora. God disperses them, and they all get spread out all over the earth, and were spread out all over the earth. And there's still some, but for decades and years and centuries, and they've been all over the earth. But then a miracle began to happen. Somehow some kind of homing device started going off in them. And they began to make aliyah. We've helped with that. We brought prophecy to pass. There was a prophecy that said they'll all come back home. Well, we began and some of our sister churches around us, things like that, have helped bring them back. Now, in 1948, Israel became their own state. They became their own nation, right? You know that? Okay. So, Rachel, can you put that map up? Praise the Lord. Here's some clouds. There it is. Okay. Now, see Gaza? That's as big as it is. Okay. Now, that was given to Judah, the tribe of Judah, originally. Okay? So that belonged to Judah. So, praise the Lord. Thank you. What happened then, in our days, Israel was pressured by our nation, President Bush, and then later Clinton had some things to do with the Oslo. Anyway, I don't want to go into all that, but they were pressured to give that strip of land to the Palestinians. The Palestinians were supposed to make a government and rule themselves, and they thought that would bring peace. But as you know, the devil hates Israel. Hamas comes in and takes over, and the Gaza Strip has been infiltrated and run by Hamas, which is a terrorist group.
Yes.
Okay, so that's what's going on today. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm just going to tell you this. I believe with all my heart that this will be the end of them.
Yes.
I do. Amen. I pray, and I've been praying several times a day, that all innocent people, Palestinians and Israelis, would be safe. But for the terrorists, The ones killing the babies, the ones kidnapping the people, the ones doing this horrible, horrible things they're doing. It's time for them to go bye-bye. And I believe that God will take care of it and he will help the Israeli people. And we're going to continue to pray. Now, as far as this escalating into the Ezekiel war, we will see. They tried to do the Day of Rage. Did y'all see that? How many of y'all have you been watching this? Has anybody been watching it? Okay. So they tried to pull the Day of Rage and nobody participated. Thank you, Jesus. That I know of. Does anybody know any different? But anyway, they thought Hezbollah. Now there was some action up there. There was some. But Hezbollah is up in the north. Can you put that back up there again, Rachel? So when you get way up there, see where the Golan is? Golan Heights? Okay, and you get way up there in the tip. We actually traveled up there and we could stand at the border there and there were some guards and stuff up there and you could see Hezbollah looking at us through, binoculars. They are terrorists as well. And so if they joined in and these guys joined in and some other guys joined in and you begin to see Iran move and then you begin to see America react, then we might step it up and think that the Ezekiel wars are coming about. But right now, I think it's a deal between the terrorist and Israel. Okay? So are y'all okay? You need to know this. I can't just sit by as your pastor and not fill you in on what's going on in the world. You need to know and you need to know the truth. Okay? Now, for us, I talked to you last week about the importance of praying in the Spirit and getting big enough on the inside to receive what God has for you on the outside. Do you remember that? Okay, so I hope you've been doing that, praying. We need to pray for Israel. We need to pray for our country. We need to pray that our country will do everything that needs to be done for Israel. And by the way, we do have some battleships and the carrier over there. And we heard last night, I don't know if you prayed with anybody, but we were praying about the sea. Yes. And actually, there were Hamas divers in the sea, and they got them. So, what? Yeah, amen. I thought you were going to tell me something else. Okay, so things are moving. Things are moving. Now, you're going to hear, I can't believe Israel's in there killing innocent people. Church, Hamas is telling them they want them to be the shields. They want them to stay. Israel's telling the people, get out of there so we can take care of Hamas. And they want them to be the human shields and stay there. They're saying, don't go. You know, they've got them twisted up. But we're praying that everybody gets out safe. Amen. Maybe you're saying, well, why do you want to pray for the Palestinians? Well, listen, God loves them. And God wants them saved.
Yeah.
And the truth is, not every Palestinian is some horrible person like the terrorist. And some of them get along very well with the Israelis.
Right.
So you have to know what's going on. And so, but anyway, we're going to see the end of this and I'm believing for very soon.
Yeah.
So we need to pray. And for us as the army of God, we need to hear what the Spirit's saying. And he's telling us this. More than ever, he wants to lead you into your Derek. D-E-R-E-K-H. It's a Hebrew word and it means path. God wants you in this season to be on your personal path. You to be flowing in exactly what God has for you. And he's speaking to you and trying to, Got to increase right here. Trying to get this to you. And I'm going to do everything God tells me to do to help you get on that path. And I feel like some of you have really struck up and headed into it. And so this is what we need to do. Now don't run over there and go, yeah, and my business and all that. No, let's stay spiritual for a little bit here, okay? Now your business is spiritual too, but come in this lane first. Because too many people are doing too much stuff out of their flesh instead of letting the Holy Spirit lead them with these things. True. Church, it's way easier if He does it.
True. That's right.
Okay, just telling you. Like never before, you need to make the right decisions. There are things happening in this world. Just because we're having the Great Awakening doesn't mean that the devil still, he's not going to shut up. And there's still people out there who believe crazy things. Now, I'm believing they're going to get saved, healed, delivered, filled with the Holy Ghost, and quit believing those crazy things. But as we go, there are people who live, who actually like the darkness.
Yeah.
And I do believe America will be great again. But there'll still be, the darkness will be fighting. Mm-hmm. But we're going to win. But in doing this, we need to be prepared to flow in exactly where God, if you stay on the path, you're perfectly safe. I was listening to Sister Billy last night. She said, oh, we're not canceling our trip to Israel in December. She said, the only way we'll cancel it is, if the planes don't fly. You're like, wow. Well, the safest place to be is in God's will.
Exactly.
Hezbollah watched us through binoculars, but we were safe. I never once thought, ooh, I better duck. Never once. We had the funniest experience. Ronnie Levy's boys were little then. It's been a while now. They were little, and they took us where we were at the edge of Syria, and there were old landmines out. They had it fenced off, but there were landmines out there that were blocked off because they still don't know where they are. And Ronnie's boys were throwing rocks over there. I told Deb, I said, we might better step back here. Praise the Lord. It was funny. They're serving in the IDF now. Praise the Lord. Okay, so are you still with me? So God wants you on your path. You have to make the right decisions to be led by the Holy Ghost. I'm just going to tell you, it's time to say no to self.
Yeah.
It's just time to say no to self. And you're like, well, I'm just worried. That's self.
Yeah, true.
Worrying is self.
Yeah.
Thinking you can think about it long enough until you think you're doing something about it. You're not going to do anything about it. You need to turn it over to Jesus.
That's right.
Faith is your servant. Faith will go out and do the work.
Yes.
Don't call it back in.
That's right.
Oh, that's good.
That's what the Bible says. Jesus said if you have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you would say.
Yes.
So you speak your faith and let it go out there to work. And it says, which of you having a servant will call him in and say, oh, you're tired, sit down, I'm going to feed you. No, you let the servant do its job while it's out there.
Amen.
Faith will work.
Amen.
Don't be double-minded about it. Just put your faith out there. And that was free anyway. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, you know, some of you remember this with me, but in this country in the old days, men and women, you know, they dropped what they were doing to serve their country.
Yeah.
I know most of you aren't old enough, but some of you probably have seen movies and documentaries on that. They threw down their plows and picked up their swords, if you will.
Yes.
Men went to war. Women worked in factories.
Mm-hmm.
People, they did everything they could. People ate Spam. Oh, Spam. You like, see? People like it. My mama would cut it up and fry it in a pan and throw corn on it. Spam and corn. And me and Sissy were like, Spam. But they got used to it. Have y'all ever heard of something called potted meat? This section likes all this stuff. Deviled ham. Okay, yeah. Well, that's because you had more money than us. We had potted meat. I mean, it's up there, and you get the potted meat out and spread it on the bread. It's chicken lips and all kinds of stuff in it. And you put your bologna. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. They sacrificed. Thank you, Lord, we don't have to do that. But you know, we would if we had to. We'd do whatever it took. And we need to do whatever it takes spiritually. We need to do whatever it takes right now to serve God with all of our hearts. And, you know, it's time to be serving, not sitting. Amen. So, you know, we're not called right now to get our guns out. Not now, anyway. No, I'm kidding. But we are called to use our spiritual weapons.
Yes, we
the
are.
Weapons of our warfare are mighty. They're powerful to the pulling down of strongholds. We can use our mouth and pray. I know what you're thinking. Praise the Lord. Chris is back there grinning because I sent him and John a picture of the store I went into. Y'all, can I take a bunny trail?
Sure.
Okay, so we're in New Hampshire, and we drive all the way up to Canada. And almost to Canada, and we're in this little town just at a three-way stop, and I mean, it's little bitty quiet town, and there's this convenience store over here, and then there's this other store called LL Coat. And so I told Deb, I said, we've been driving a long ways, let's just go see what's in there. And so we walked in the door, and it's this massive thing like Cabela's, and they must have had how many thousand?
Thousands and thousands of guns. Thousands
of guns everywhere. And we were like, whoa. I sent pictures to John and Chris. I said, look at this. This puts Cabela's to shame. I mean, they were on every wall. They were on all in between. They even had guns for babies. Little pink guns. I have a picture. I was like, these guys are serious. Okay, back to what we're talking about. All right, so we're called to answer the call, and you're being called right now. Whatever that may be, however he puts you in your stream, in your derrick, in your path, take it. Because whether you're a shoe salesman, whether you're a paint salesman, whether you do all the things you got at the classes, whatever you do, whatever stores you have, whatever construction you do, and when you're speaking to the world, whatever it is you do, selling real estate, whatever it is you do, ministry, it's time to get in that derrick, because that's where your miracles are.
Yes.
Your miracles are in your place. It's geographical for sure. You need to be in the place you need to live, which you are. But also, you need to see what God's calling you to as you're walking into these things, and just be very aware of what God's doing. I have some good things to say to you. Most of this that we're talking about is done right here in the local church with these people that you're in sitting here with right now. It's so important that we stand together spiritually. And certainly we need to stand up for what's right for the country. We need to vote. We need to vote Bible.
Yep.
I don't tell you who to vote for, but vote Bible.
Yeah.
And check out people that are running for office. Don't leave it to other people. Pray about it. Do what God tells you to do about our nation, certainly. And certainly pray about it. And just attend to whatever God wants you to do. And you know it in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for you personally, I heard Billy and Kenneth talk about the fact that this is... Now, if you have an ear to hear, I want you to hear this. Catch what I'm about to tell you. Because I had to... When they talked about it, I had to catch it.
Yeah.
So catch this, okay? both of them in their preaching time this week said this, that God would set up and manipulate a plan to get you on the right path. That he would do this and this and this and this, and you'd meet this and this and this and these people and this. And he would literally, if you're listening and following, you'll end up with the right people at the right time, doing the right thing and saying the right thing. I've seen it over and over and over I have too many stories to tell, and the one that comes to my mind is me and Deb and Bonnie Ray walking into our old building and meeting with Peter Lang.
Yeah.
We met Bonnie. I don't even know how we met Bonnie. I have to ask Mata. I don't remember, but we met Bonnie, and me and Deb and Bonnie have been in every house in this area. You know, she's a realtor. And so, she knew Peter, and now we're sitting here in a debt-free building.
Yep.
Because God brought him in our lives. He made a deal with us. Then what happened? Well, one day, the family, I can't remember their names right now, that came in here, Barbara and Mr. Barbara, whatever his name was, they came here and blessed us and paid off half the church in one day. Remember that?
Yes.
And then just shortly after that, just a couple of years later, funds came in and Miss Sharon topped that off, and this building was paid off way before it was due, and we're debt free. And can I say to you that debt freedom is so important in these days? Go for debt freedom. Now, but I want you to get that. There will be things manipulated around you to get you to where you need to be.
Yeah.
So, well, I know so-and-so, let's talk to them. Well, let's look at this, because keep your ears perked up for things like that. Well, this over here is like this. Listen for it. Listen for it in here, and listen for it out here. Sometimes I've given people a thought on something, and I could see it just go, oh yeah, she don't know, she don't know. You know. But if they would have listened to my thought, it could have led them to the people.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm not their pastor for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it could have led them to the right people to do the right thing.
Yeah.
You have to stop and think, but don't immediately think you know about somebody. When I lived in Chicago, I actually worked with a guy who was in the Navy SEALs. He called me Buddy Rowe. He was a tough guy.
Oh, man.
I mean, the words that came out of his mouth. Woo. But he didn't believe I knew anything about directions.
Yeah.
Remember that, Deb?
Oh, yeah.
And he would just shut me down. I'm like, I don't even remember his name now. I'll call him. I said, Buddy Rowe. Chicago's laid out on a grid. And so all you have to do is go, you know, it's north and south. It's all you have to do. These are one ways. You can't get there. So we spent 45 minutes because he wouldn't listen to me tell him one turn.
Yeah.
And that cost the company a lot of money
because
we were being paid by the hour. And so when we got there, he said, well, Miss Roxy, you were right. And I'm like, I'm telling you, I know directions. Praise the Lord. Okay. God knows directions. He knows where you should go, where you should turn, what you should do, how you should do it. He knows it. He'll lead you. Pull out over here and go right in there. He'll tell you that. I've seen Art do that 1,000 times. Praise the Lord. Okay, we got to get down the path here. Now, so let me mention to you that the devil's working hard to get people to go the other way. And we've seen that. People going the other way because they get offended, blah, blah, blah. Don't go there.
Right.
Don't listen to hearsay and don't repeat any of it. Amen. That's Antichrist stuff. So I want to pray for you, and I want to pray for you to hear God's voice, and I want to pray for you to go the right way every day. Every day you're going to go the right way. Some will be rapid change. Some of you, here, right now, some of you in this church right now will see the glory of God manifest in miraculous ways. And I'm going to say something, and I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I'm going to tell you. Some of you will sit right here while others see it, and you'll go, what? What are they? What's going on? Don't be that person.
Right.
Tune in.
Yes.
Look higher.
Yes.
Look into the spirit realm. Look into what God is doing. Don't be left out. Don't be left behind. Don't be just considering your flesh.
Yeah. Amen.
Get out of preference.
Mm-hmm.
No dozing.
Amen.
God's calling us to a new place spiritually.
Yes, he is.
Now, the word of the Lord came to me when I was on the plane. I wasn't even paying attention to him. I wasn't reading the scripture or anything. I was coloring. I was. But I already had everything churning because we'd been praying. We'd been watching. We watch. Do you watch?
Yeah.
We watch. We watch in here.
Yeah.
Okay, Lord, now. Okay, Lord, what's going on? Show us what's going on. We're watching what's going on. Now, so He said this to me in a whisper. He said, I will light your path. And it struck me. And I kind of went, whoa. And I said, okay. And then I'm going to read to you what he said to me. This is for you, okay? You drink from a well that few drink from. It's time for others to drink. You must allow them to drink. Open your well, and many heavenly deposits will drop down in the well. If you lean into me, I will help you, I will help open your heart to a brand new place. A place where rivers flow with every grace. But keep in mind that rivers are not just for you. They are to flow out and wake others. The call will go out, and soon you will see that a great plan shall be unfurled, unfolded, expanded, and explained. What does that call sound like? What does it say? It says, seek ye my face. And what shall you say? Your face, Lord, I will seek. And when you seek me, you will find me. When you search for me with all of your heart. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Lord, your face, I will seek. God said through Brother Hagin, did you feel the anointing drop down in here just then? He means it. Church, he means it. Brother Hagin said in the last days that God will reveal his power through the local church.
Yes.
You're right where you need to be.
Yes. Yeah.
This is where it's going to happen. It's going to happen through all the local churches, the awakening. Well, I'm not going to be left out. If you want to sit here like a stump, you go ahead. But I'm going to move in the things of God. And if it makes you uncomfortable, just try to smile and go on. Because God is moving. The Spirit of God is moving.
Yes, he is.
It's not going to be a time for, well, we were just raised too proud. We don't act like that. You might as well get over it.
Yeah.
When you get to heaven, you're going to be praising God.
Yeah.
You're going to be raising your hands. You're going to be praising the Lord. So you might as well start practicing right now.
Yeah.
We're going to have breakthrough in this church. You know, when we do this, some of it may not be to your liking, but God's going to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, as Chip Brim says, Cheetos may fly.
Yeah.
The devils may fly,
uh-huh.
But we have authority over them.
Yeah.
We have authority over them.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. We're going to see the glory of God, the miracles of God flow out of here like a river into this area. In Jesus' name, we're going to do it. We're going to participate. We are going to participate. We're going to do it. You can sit here and watch us, but I know there's at least 20 of us that'll do it. And we are going to do it. I'm going to tell you that in the Great Awakenings, there were people who sat there, you know. You ain't moving me. And by the time they got way into the Great Awakenings, they were moved. Brother Copeland said one time, he was doing this meeting and a man came through the back, big man. He started walking to the front. And Brother Copeland said, well, here he comes, Lord, here he comes. And he came right up to the front and pointed his finger at Brother Copeland and said, Hagabat! What is that? Oh, and he turned around and walked out. Went out, got filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dropped down on him, knocked that pride right out of him, came back in and said, Copeland, I apologize. I'm a Baptist preacher, and I didn't believe in the speaking in tongues, and I was going to come up here and give you what for? And he went out speaking in tongues. And that is the kind of power and anointing that is on you and me right now.
That's right.
Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I guarantee you're going to be blessed as you get on this path, as you get unified. It's going to take maybe a few weeks for us to get all this stuff out that we're going to be talking about next Sunday. We're going to do something very different, something very amazing. Now, we're not going to, don't get freaked out. We're not going to, I promise you, I will never come pull you out of your seat ever. This is, you have to do what you do.
Right.
You can sit there for the next two centuries and that's, I love you. I don't care. Yeah. We're not going to ever manipulate people to do anything. That's not God.
Amen.
But I got something special for you next Sunday. You're going to like it. Praise the Lord. Now, we'll finish up with this. It's time to fast. Hey, some people said, hey, amen.
Amen.
But not food. Everybody went, whew. I saw those Oreos marching out. No. No. It's time to fast negativity.
Yeah.
It's time to fast negativity in the church.
Yeah.
Now, next week you're going to get to hear a sermon on this that we're going to present to you on the screen.
So praise the Lord. And
we have to fast from being negative.
Yeah.
And I'm asking those of you that will, just those of you that will, to make a quality decision to even start today before you even hear the preaching that's coming. Mm-hmm. To fast, make a quality decision to fast from negativity.
Yeah.
Now, I know some of y'all, you volunteering? Praise the Lord, I got one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, you're going to have to be aware. So ask Holy Spirit to help you. Now, this might mean you may have to cut something off. That's just drive you, that'll drive you into negativity. You know, fake news and stuff like that. And even be mindful on flashpoint and stuff like that, that you don't go the wrong way with that. You're supposed to go in faith with that kind of stuff. Right? Not get bogged down. When you hear the right news, you pray about it. Amen?
Amen.
But whatever helps you stay out of negativity.
Whew.
Sure is hot outside. It's hot outside. Oh, my God, it's hot outside. I can't wait till it gets cold so I can complain about being cold. Right? So all the complaining, all of the anxiety, all of the, man, people are crazy. All of the, well, that's not working. Well, why? That doesn't work. Well, blah, blah, blah. All that. All of that, let it go. And I'm going to tell you what to say. Isn't Jesus wonderful?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Just say that. One time, Brother Hagin, the magazine?
Magazine and a big named TV
evangelist. A big named TV evangelist and one other entity.
A huge church, I think.
And yeah, they all decided that Brother Hagin and Brother Copeland were false prophets. Y'all, some of you may be old enough to remember that. I actually don't. But they decided they were false prophets. Mm-hmm. Well, so the big preacher on TV got on TV and told the world, Look magazine came out with it. And another prominent magazine came out with it. And anyway, there was entities that came out with this. And so Billy Brim and them were sitting in the office and they were like, oh, and Brother Hagin's on his way and they're going to have a meeting. And they're like, what are we going to do? He's going to, probably feel so bad. Brother Hagin opened the door and looked at him and said, isn't Jesus wonderful? And he laughed and he never brought it up. Amen. Now I'm going to tell you, the magazine failed. The preacher died. And the other thing went off too. Everything folded. Don't speak against God's anointing. I've seen that over and over. I've seen people talk ugly about Creflo and Brother Copeland, and they went bye-bye. I mean, no, and not because Jesse's group took them out either. No. No, you don't come against the anointing like that. Amen. But let's be like Brother Hagin. Isn't Jesus wonderful?
Yes.
Isn't Jesus wonderful? But you don't know everything that happened to me this week. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Is that, well, that just sounds so sweet, Pastor. I don't know. You know, I'm a man. I don't know if I can say that. Yeah, you can. Just say it like a man. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Jesus is wonderful. Praise the Lord. It's time to fast negativity.
Yeah.
Start allowing the Holy Spirit to show you those negative spots. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Because that's where the power's leaking out. That's where the power's leaking out.
Yeah.
That's where the power's leaking out.
Wow.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if we'll get there. I don't know if we can get there. I don't know. I don't know. So it'll come in a lot of ways. It's not just you being a smart aleck about stuff and being sarcastic. It's about, did you hear? Did you know? Well, I can't believe. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do it, okay? So can you handle this? Biden, blah, blah, blah. Isn't Jesus wonderful?
Yes, he is.
Like him or not like him? Let's talk about Jesus.